Today's Daf Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Hey. Our Gemara on Amud Beis is the source for the special Hiratzon of our dream that a person has that didn't understand the dream. And the tefillah should be said during the Birkas Kohanim. The Meiri here says it can be said during the tefillah as well. And Birkas Kohanim is a maila, it's something good if you could do it then, but it's not something that's magical. Nafkamina would be on Shabbos, where Chutzlarts, for Ashkenazim, all these pieces, who only have Birkas Kohanim on Yom Tov. So the Hiratzon cannot be said on Yom Tov because you're not supposed to ask for personal needs on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Rabbi Yudinsky told a story about a Hatzalah member who took a woman to the hospital and the woman was in labor and wanted to say Tefillah Sederach. So the Hatzalah member said to the Rav, he felt that in Svara, you don't say Tefillah Sederach because it's asking for something personal needs. So really, when you think about it, this Hatzalah member probably made a mistake, because a chol sheish bo sakana, we do everything that's needed. A person is in that state of illness. Even her husband can come along. So two tefillas aderech should be allowed in that case. The problem of asking for person's personal needs on Shabbos is because it could bring a person to be sad. The Ramah brings a halacha that if crying makes you feel better, you're allowed to cry. So the prohibition is to be sad. It's not about the crying itself. So the Ran, for example, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, quotes from Haigon that a person is permitted to say Avinu Malkeinu for on Yom Kippur that falls on the Shabbos. And the Rav Haigon's language is Imloach Shav Emasai. In other words, that's the whole nature of Yom Kippur. It's not a prohibition of the tefillah. The Magen Avraham says by Aralacha, it's a Simen Kuf Lamed, if a person had a dream on Shabbos, or Chaim Simen Kuf Lamed, if a person had a dream on Shabbos, and it's the kind of dream that a person would be allowed to fast for, he could say the Ribono Shalom on Shabbos. And the custom of Chutzlarts is to say this on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos, which is really hard to understand why that might be, why that should be. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Nigos Moshe, when a Yom Kippur falls on the Shabbos, that there were places that didn't do duchening, that didn't do Nesias Kapayim Birkas Kohanim, because they were afraid people would say, this Ribono Shel Olam, Yom Kippur is an entire day for Tachanunim, rights of Moshe. And really, it could be said on Shabbos. Beis Yosef, similarly, in Charles and Chuvas Avkas Rocha, was asked by Rabbeinu Avigdor, who felt that this is the Misha Beruchs that we make, Misha Beruch for an Ola, Misha Beruch for the wife, for the family, Kol Mishpachto, etc. As we know, how could we make those Misha Beruchs on Shabbos? Beis Yosef responded, since the text of Misha Beruch is standardized, then it's permitted. Yerushalmi says a similar idea by benching, Ro'enu, Zunenu, Parnasenu, we say in benching, which is asking for things, a certain level of Bakasha, that's allowed in Birkas HaMazon as well. So Rav Moshe used that logic to explain why it would be permitted on Yom Kippur. The Taz says in this siman that you only say the Ribono Shel Olam if you don't have a dream, but not on its own. And then you have the Pri Chadash, who comments that because of Chutz La'aretz, the Birkas Kohanim is only a few times a year. So for sure, when it's Ashkenazim, for sure you had a dream leading up to that Yom Tov. In the Meishiv Davar, the Netziv, he has a chiddush that on Shabbos, the kavod of Shabbos is greater. The concept of kavod on Shabbos is greater than the kavod of Yom Tov. Therefore, the prohibition of asking for one's needs would be greater. This might be one possible explanation of the difference between these customs. The Rivash says a different idea, that asking for one's needs has a side that is tzar, but it also is a yipug ratzon, which means that you're happy once you've asked. So on Shabbos, all you have is kavod yom. So you shouldn't disrupt this, but on Yom Tov is a mitzvah simcha, and asking would be a good thing. What's so special about Birkas Kohanim anyway for this tefillah? The Noam Alei Melech and Parshas Truma says that we know dreams are 1/60th of Nevuah, and Kohanim are a conduit of prophecy. This is why we can't look at the hands of the Kohanim, because they have Asheras Hashchina. We say the Ribono Shel Olam to mevatel a dream, mevatel bito b'shishim, 60th of Nevuah. Perhaps we could say it's a more simple idea, that the wording of Ani Shelcha v'chal Amosai Shelcha, we rely on Hashem to take over our dreams. Take our dreams back so we can kivyachol return them to him through the Kohanim, or conduits of his bracha in this world.